Six short papers on causality, written and narrated by J.M. Kaczynski, Ph.D. Causality and continuity. Let E1 and E2 be two events. E1 is the cause of E2, if E1 is what makes E2 happen. A rock strikes a window, and the window shatters as a result. The collision is the cause of the shattering. E1 is the indirect cause of E2 if there is some event E3 such that E1 is the cause of E3, and E3, in its turn, is the cause of E2. I throw a rock at a window, the rock collides with the window, and the window shatters as a result. My throwing the rock is the indirect cause of the window's shattering, and the collision is the direct cause. The term distal cause means the same thing as indirect cause. The term immediate cause means the same thing as direct cause. The term proximal cause also means the same thing as direct cause. A causal series is a continuous series of events. Where there is continuity, there is causality. One event E1 is the cause of another event E2 if there is some continuous event series of which E1 is a segment and of which E2 is a later segment. Causation and explanation. To explain an event is to identify its cause. To explain the crash is to identify the cause of the crash. To predict an event E2 is to correctly judge of some current or past event E1 that E2 is the effect of E1. To explain some present or past event E2 is to correctly judge of some previous event E1 that E2 is the effect of E1. Thus, prediction is to future events what explanation is to past and present events. And so far as correct predictions differ from correct explanations, the differences lie not in what is described, but in the perspective from which it is described. Given a statement that accurately describes a causal sequence, that statement is an explanation if the final event in that sequence has already occurred, and a prediction if it has not yet occurred. Causation and counterfactual truth. A conditional statement is one of the form, if P is the case.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?